thinking, you know, these men that are hearing this message need to get this, and they need to start leading courageously within their home, and then that'll just grow, and it'll change their community, it'll affect their church, their business. So
there's been a few times on the program we were talking, and I started sharing, and the Lord told me to stand up, and, you know, it was time for us to take a stand. And as he's telling me, as he's guiding and teaching me, he tells me, I want you to stand up when you say this.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, okay, Lord. And it's in our obedience. Ooh. It's in our obedience that we can get advancement. If you're not obedient, how can God trust you to advance you?
Amen.
Don't put your pom-poms down.
That's good.
You got a prayer request over there, sister?
I do. We want to pray for Joe and Neva. Joe's having an ablation procedure this morning. There's a young lady named Ashlyn Franklin who was electrocuted on the job a couple weeks ago, and they were waiting to amputate her arm as long as it wasn't causing any infection issues, and she's running fever today. So we want to pray for her. I know a young lady named Danielle who is in Teen Challenge right now, has recently gone. So we want to pray for her.
Right.
And then our friend and faithful listener, Lisa Taylor's daughter, Ella, needs healing.
Okay. We'll pray for those now. Okay.
Please.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to pray and become into agreement to your will for all of these lives that are being touched by this radio show. Lord, we pray for Joe and Neva that are having an ablation procedure this morning. Lord, your word says by your stripes that we are healed, Lord. And if it's your will, that we pray that the procedure goes smooth and that there's a speedy recovery. Lord, we pray for Ashlyn Franklin, who's running a fever. Danielle Medina, who's in Teen Challenge. Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit, for drawing her to a place where she can find true freedom, for the chains of addiction to be broken in her life, and whatever facet that looks like. Lord, I know firsthand, Lord, what Teen Challenge is, how tough it can be, where there's very little freedom, if any, and it's tough to rewire your brain and your heart to follow after your plan, Lord. But we pray for her that she finds true freedom and that the chains of addiction are broken off of her life, Father. Lord, we pray for Lisa Taylor and her daughter Ella that needs healing, Lord, in whatever capacity that looks like. Lord, we pray that you comfort their family and be with everybody else that has unspoken requests, anybody that's fighting addiction and who just feels defeated. Lord, we pray that you draw them to you, and that they reach out, that they find a church, that they find help, that they find accountability, and that they open their Bible, Lord, because the answers to life are in that Bible, not the bottle. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Heart to Heart, Help, Hope, and Healing, Western Oklahoma. Forgiven and Set Free, a four-week compassionate and confidential Bible study designed to help guide suffering and hurting women through the emotional scars of past abortion experiences. The study helps women deal with issues such as relief, denial, depression, anger, letting go, forgiveness, acceptance. It's Mondays only, April 3rd through the 24th from 6 to 7. For more information or to enroll, you can call 580-243-2229 Monday through Thursday from noon to 6. Aglow International, Aglow's Spring Advancement. It's this weekend, y'all, and I'm so excited. It is too late to register. I apologize. However, we got approved to do the live stream. So stay tuned this weekend for some live streams, because we don't know what they're going to allow us to live stream yet or not. What everything, you know. But I'm just so excited, I can't even get the words. Tina.
Red Rock in Swota is hosting a drive-through drug take-back day to dispose of unused or expired meds safely on Saturday, April 22nd at 3 locations, SWSU in Weatherford and Sayre, and Burns Flat City Hall. Free home at-home disposal kits, medication lock boxes, and Narcan will be available in Elk City and Burns Flat.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635.
The Refuge Church is now at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
And let us not forget Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Bardice & Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
You are tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Travis M. Bowden. His title for this morning is Don't Let Compromise Kill Your Calling. Back to you, sir.
All right. That was a good break. Every time we do this, it gets smoother and smoother. It's like I have a balance because I'm so extemporaneous that I just want to start rolling with like life experiences, but I got to stay grounded in the Word, and I know at some point God had given me something to put on paper, so it's like trying to find that balance.
You're doing great.
Well, thanks.
You are doing great, and we are so blessed. You bring good food to this table.
Well, thank you very much.
I want you to know that we are blessed to have you here.
Well, thank you very much.
You're a blessing.
I'm excited because I've got a 7-part series that I want to start writing, a 7-sermon series, and it's the 7 army values: loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage are 7 character qualities that shaped my life prior to me fully surrendering to God. And those 7 attributes are so grounded in the Word. There is so much out of the Bible that, like, I'm going to come with, like, Scripture and back those up, and how those can be applied to authentic manhood, and how men can start applying those to their daily lives with Scripture, Bible reading, etc. And so that's what God's laid on my heart.
Oh, well, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah, so I'm going to start loyalty coming up. I'll probably start writing it this coming weekend. So
okay. Well,
I'll just keep reading. And
you can use us for guinea pigs.
Super.
We won't mind.
Right?
When it comes to the Word of God, it can't hurt us.
Right?
I mean,
well, yeah.
You're trusted.
April, May, June, July, August, September, October, at least through the Q3, we'll have a message every month from me. So we'll see. I'm excited about it. I wrote down this Coke can analogy. I heard it the other day. It was outstanding. Mm-hmm. And it goes in line with the compromise and reading God's Word, because step one of how to avoid compromise in your life and how you keep it from killing your calling. Coke can analogy, it says, if you're full of God, then Satan can't crush you. Think of a Coke can. Mm-hmm. When it's full, you squeeze it and you can't squeeze it. But if you crack it open at the top, which is that chink in your armor, every time you make a compromise, you're pouring a little of God out of your heart.
Come on.
And so what can you do with an empty Coke can? Satan's going to crush you. So I heard that the other day, and I thought, well, that goes right in line with compromise. Every time you compromise in your life, in your walk, whatever that whatever your weakness is, you're just opening the gates. So, so what can we do? What's the plan? So I wrote down three things. The first one is read your Bible for yourself. I don't know of many church. I mean, I usually stick with non-denominational or Assembly of God churches, full gospel, Holy Spirit filled, speaking in tongues churches out here. But you know, so I haven't heard many messages out here that I disagree with. But you still need, even if you've got a godly pastor that, you know, comes with the word every Sunday and reads the Bible in context, and his messages are out of the Bible in context, and it's not some, you know, name it and claim it prosperity gospel nonsense that's so prevalent in today's Western society church. Even if you are getting fed the word of God and the minister that's preaching to you is doctrinally sound every Sunday, I want you to still read your Bible for yourself. Mm-hmm. Get a study Bible. I can't stress that enough. A study Bible. I personally have the John MacArthur NASB here. I've got a amplified study Bible that's a Zondervan, and then I've got a Thomas Nelson New King James study Bible. And I think that as your walk with the Lord progresses, you should move away from like the Message. I personally don't like the Message at all because I think it's a paraphrase of a paraphrase. But sometimes like the New Living Translation, is something that's easier to read. Mm-hmm. The Message and the Passion, the Oprah Winfrey Bible and all that. To me, that's too left wing. That to me, that's making a compromise in the Word, which is the most dangerous place to make compromises. But like the NLT and the NIV are sometimes easier to read and understand, which is fine. But I think as you progress in your walk, you should start moving towards the NASB. The ESV is a good one. New King James. It's kind of like the King James version. That's his most like one of the most accurate. The King James and the NASB are the two most accurate translations, word for word. And so, but get a study Bible because there's a lot of things that, you know, we're all called to be able to give an account and to back up our faith and to know the word. And so if you ever get quizzed on, you know, people that say that the Bible's full of contradictions, if you've got a study Bible, it'll explain a lot of the wording and make sense of things so that you get a knowledge of this thing. This is how to do life 101. This is God's word revealed to us. This is God revealing himself to us. And we have got to know this thing. I mean, this is how you get out of every situation that you're in. And it's just as applicable and relevant today as it was 2,000 years ago when it was written by the apostles.
My Bible is my basic instructions before leaving Earth.
There you go. That's good. That's a good acronym. I like that.
That's what my Bible is to me. It is my most precious treasure. I'll box you over my Bible, dude.
There you go.
I will.
And they hammer down, right?
I will. Where's my gloves?
And so, you know, in addition to reading the Bible, I recommend that everybody do a devotion. Mm-hmm. Doing the devotions, we use the SOAP method in Teen Challenge. It's scripture, observation, application, and prayer, where you read a chapter every single day. Everybody that hears this program needs to read their Bible every single day. Even if it's one chapter, even if you read at a first grade level, with a study Bible in the New Living Translation, you can read one chapter a day, and it'll explain it to you, even on a first and second grade level. You know, because when we become saved and we're justified, we're infants. You know, the doctor doesn't give birth to the baby and strap a tool belt on him and say, get after it. There's going to be a period of spiritual milk that they're on, and I get that. But 2 to 3 years down the road, you need to be looking into, you know, all right, what's next? What's next steps, you know, and get past that milk phase. But you know, read a chapter a day, follow some type of devotional method, and the SOAP method's great. You read a scripture or write down that scripture, then you write down what's your observation. And even if you have to copy the note that matches up with that scripture above in your study Bible and write that down because you don't quite understand it yet, fine. But the Holy Spirit will start to reveal His Word to you, and it'll start to expand on it. And then once you get comfortable doing that, then you'll get to the A part of it, which is the application. There's a lot of people, and I saw a clip on a scripture the other day. It was a message that was online, and a guy said, there's a lot of people that know their Bible that are going to hell. And he said, that's gonna rift with somebody or not click with some people. And I understand it. There are people that know Jesus. The Western Christianity, there's people that say that they know Jesus. They believe in Jesus. They believe that He was the Son of God. They have no idea who Jesus is because they don't read their Bible. And they don't apply. That's the, I guess, they read their Bible, but you have to apply what it says. You can have a ton of book knowledge. I could read a ton of medical manuals, and I could know how to do a ton of procedures, but if I don't know how to grab that scalpel and do the surgery, I'm not a doctor. You know, it's kind of like me having these ministerial credentials that are coming. I'm going to have this big fancy, you know, list of accomplishments as far as book knowledge, but am I applying it?
Come on.
Am I ready on a drop of a hat to stop everything in a restaurant, middle of Walmart, downtown Main Street, Elk City, and pray for a family that's going through something? You know, am I willing to advance the kingdom in that capacity? Am I willing to be an authentic man, leading my daughter in Christianity by praying over her, where she can physically hear and see me praying with her over her meals before she goes to school? Those are the kind of things, that's the application that I'm talking about that's mission critical. No matter how many times you go to church or how many times you open this book and you're reading it, if you are not going to take these words that Jesus is telling you and applying them to your life, which comes with obedience and repentance, repent from your sinful ways. Holy Spirit, convict us. We repent. We ask God for strength to carry on in this new direction, and that's called obedience. And if we're not applying that to our lives, man, we're missing the boat.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
I don't care how eloquent of a speaker I am or not. I don't care how good of the message is on Sundays that you hear from your pastor. If you can't read this word for yourself, internalize it, accept it, pray on it, chew on it, and then apply it to your life and to your family's life and in your daily walk, I would, and if that doesn't bring conviction on your heart by hearing that, then your heart's hardened, and I would start to question if you're going to be hearing those dreadful words on that day away from me, because I didn't know you. Thanks for opening my book, but you didn't apply any of this to your life. You had all this head knowledge, all this book knowledge, but you were still living in a homosexual relationship, or you were still getting drunk every night. You were still running around on your wife. You still thought that the world owed you something, and you had a big head, and you were full of pride, and you wouldn't humble yourself and pray to me. Away from me, I never knew you.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, my grandson Angel, Friday when he got off the bus, he came in, he's like, Grandma, my chest hurts. And I'm like, what's going on, buddy? He said, I don't know, Grandma, my chest hurts. I think I got bit by something. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, look, Grandma, see, he looked at his shirt. Oh, my gosh. I almost freaked out.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit's like, he needs to go see the doctor. And I'm like, okay, Lord. So we went to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like he gave Angel an antibiotic shot and then gave him antibiotics to take to cure up the infection in the gland in his chest.
Right.
And Angel would not have gotten better had we said, okay, doc, went and got this prescription and just set it there. Okay, do your job.
Exactly.
And not even take one.
It's a great analogy.
You know, and it's like Saturday and Sunday, boy, I tell you what, I was spending it in prayer and praise. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you, God. You know, I thank you for His healing, and I thank you that we seen it before it got real bad.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And Sunday, it was so amazing. He come in and he says, Grandma, it's back to normal. It's back to normal. And he's raising his shirt. He's 10.
Right.
He was excited.
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a great analogy. Because, you know, getting that shot is kind of like going to church and accepting Christ and saying, all right, God, I believe in you. I'm going to be a Christian. Yeah, that's when you become justified if you meant that prayer. But that just saying that prayer... I don't want people to get hung up on that prayer, because you just because you recite some words, it has to be a heart thing. And the Holy Spirit, if you truly meant it, the Holy Spirit, only you and God know if you truly meant those words. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit becomes resident in your heart and in your life, and that changes everything. Yeah. That starts the sanctification process. You know, the thief on the cross, this is not a works-based religion. It doesn't matter how much you do. You know, James talks about it, you know, I'll show you my works or my faith by my works, which, yes, we are called to do good works as a result of our faith. But it doesn't matter how many good things you do in your life. You can't make God love you anymore. Because the thief on the cross went to paradise that day with Jesus, and he didn't have a chance to pray any, you know, prayers or to do any good deeds or good works. He was justified by his faith right then and there. But those of us that do have the opportunity to continue to live out our lives, we are called to be it's a sanctification process that comes with repentance and the conviction that leads to repentance, and then to be obedient and to carry on the gospel. And so the soap method, as far as that's step one, read your Bible for yourself and do a devotion every day. Mm-hmm. Step two, get an accountability partner and a plan. Circling back to that whole, what is Satan? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he's like a lion roaming around seeking whom he may devour. Just like lions in the jungle in Africa, they're going to go after the weak link. Get an accountability partner and stay accountable. Get somebody that's not going to just blow smoke up your rear end. Get somebody that's going to call you out on your nonsense. You know, we were talking earlier about people that, you know, the people that say things like, oh, well, God knows my heart. Another one is, only God can judge me. Make no mistake, friends, he's going to.
Come on.
And we're not called to judge people outside of the faith, because they don't know any different. We're supposed to approach them with love and humility and invite them in and pray for their soul that the Holy Spirit would convict them and draw them to him. And then we can start to judge them, and not in a critical way. When people say, you know, we should judge each other, yes, we are called to judge our brothers and sisters in the faith. But don't drop the hammer on someone. It's not like I'm walking on water over here. Yeah, there's the hammer. Yeah, I mean, if I come at somebody, it's like Jesus talks about the plank in their eye, you know? And you're pointing at the speck in your brother's eye when you got a plank in your own. We are called to keep our brothers and sisters accountable. And if they're living in sin intentionally, or if they've hardened their heart in a certain area and maybe they're blind to it, don't go drop the hammer on them, but call them out on it. They need to know that they need to repent, and you do it from a posture of love and humility. God's going to reward that for you, because usually whenever I go to do that, it automatically comes with a sign of conviction. I get a dose of conviction when I'm about to correct someone else, and that draws me closer to God. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate those opportunities to help my brother, because it helps me. So,
amen.
And then last, it says, get involved in church. We're designed for fellowship. There are things that come up. I travel a lot. I'm not in church every Sunday, but if I'm at home, I'm not laying around watching TV or using like an excuse. Like, there's people that are bedridden that can't make it to church. I understand that. But if God has blessed you with two good legs and two good arms that you can physically drive yourself to church or get a ride to church, go to church. We're designed for fellowship. And if you're sitting in your chair watching TV, I mean, at least you're getting fed some word through the TV, but it's not the same as being involved in a church. And that's part of that growth process that I was talking about, getting away from the spiritual milk and getting into the meat. Volunteer. That could be your accountability partner, is find someone in church that's your accountability partner that expects you to be there because you're volunteering to be an usher or a prayer partner or, you know, whatever, a greeter. There's so many roles in the church, and if we took a more active role in church, our kids would see that, and our kids would be more drawn into, you know, participating. And then that prevents us from being the weakling that's out alone and that's easily picked off by Satan. So anyway, those are the three things I have. Read your Bible, get an accountability partner, get involved in church.
Amen. You know what? Like,
I got 5 minutes to spare.
Right after, you know, whenever we started the process of Angel going back to his mom, the Lord started dealing with me about no throat punching. Yeah.
No throat punching.
I was that one.
Right.
No throat punching allowed. And then he started talking to me about inspecting fruits. Mm-hmm. And he told me that that I'm not allowed to use a hammer to inspect fruits. Right. And I was like, but I like hammers. He said, put the hammer down, Monica. Uh-huh. That's not how you inspect fruits right. of my people. Right. You look at them and you observe them. Mm-hmm. You watch them. You listen. Not with the hammer.
Right.
So, and I'm glad he did that because I really needed that. Because I came into a situation where I wanted to hammer down. Mm-hmm. However, I went to the Lord about it, and my concern, I had some concerns
right.
about some stuff, and the Lord just so sweetly said, ask me. He asked me, do you trust me? Mm-hmm. And I, yes, sir, I do trust you. He said, okay, keep the hammer down, Monica, mm-hmm. and watch what I can do. And I said, okay, Lord, it's all yours. Mm-hmm. You know how I feel about this certain situation and circumstance that I'm seeing.
Right.
But I trust you. It's yours.
Right.
And so my bonus daughter married a man from India, mm-hmm. and I had concerns about the religion stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, right. not being equally yoked. Thank you, Lord. That's what I was looking for. Not being equally yoked. Mm-hmm. This Sunday on Facebook, I saw the post where her and her husband went to Life Church.
Praise God.
And I just started.
He might be drawing that guy away from Hinduism.
I began to weep mm-hmm. in a worship because I was just really concerned about my grandson. Mm-hmm. You know, his mom is a Christ follower. You know, I was just concerned about the yoking mm-hmm. and then my grandson going.
Right.
And to see that post on Sunday, I'm like, no inspecting fruits with hammers. Sir, yes, sir. And no throw punching. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You know, so we had, for me, if I had went in there and smashed his stuff up, that would have damaged,
big
caused
time.
Damage, everything that my beautiful bonus daughter has been pouring into her husband.
Mm-hmm. He'd have been like, why would I want anything to do with that religion?
Right.
Bunch of crazy people carrying hammers yeah. around.
No hammers, y'all. No hammers.
Right.
Now, hammer the chain, you know, break that chain off of them. But when someone, even though I didn't understand the who, what, when, and why, God already knew. And he had a plan in place already. He did not need Monica coming in there to fix it. Because I do like to fix stuff.
Right.
And I want to touch on something else also that you talked about. It was the book knowledge thing. Mm-hmm. So I went to AMP school to work on airplanes. Mm-hmm. And there was this guy. Man, this guy was super smart. I graduated eighth grade and got my GED at 18. So my school knowledge is not like others. Okay, that's safe. Not like others.
Right.
And so I got my GED and I mm-hmm. ended up going to AMP school. Well, this guy, he was super smart. I mean, every test, everything was 100, 100, 100. And Monica's getting just bare, you know, in the math. It's like, what? And I'm, you know, barely passing. I'm struggling. But I tell you what, when we went out to the shop to appropriate, I think that's the right word, apply the knowledge that we had learned, mm-hmm. like in welding, my I-beams and everything got painted gold. Mm-hmm. And the guy that was so smart here had no clue. He had to get special help mm-hmm. for a certain task
right.
when it comes time to put it to work, mm-hmm. you know? And I was just like, okay.
Right.
So you can be, you know, the smartest person and not get it.
100%.
So, and it's, you know, like when you get a cut and it starts to get infected, you got antibiotic ointment sitting up there on your shelf. Hey, you need to cut. You need to work. You need to work. It's not going to work unless you pick it up, open the cap, and apply it.
That's it. You nailed it.
I just love God. I'm a sissy for the Lord.
You're a warrior for the Lord.
I used to go to war with people for no reason. You look at me funny, and I chase you down and make you scrape the bottom of your truck on a hill, on a dip. And the Lord took that, and He said, "Give it to me, and let me make some adjustments."
Right. God will make some adjustments.
Yeah. You know,
He's good at recalibrating someone's mind and their heart.
Yeah. But we have to allow Him to give us a new heart. I guarantee you my heart was as stone can be.
Absolutely. There was no soil. There was no seeds getting planted in my heart the first two trips to Teen Challenge. And I don't shy away from that. And I don't care who out there is listening, that they might be a customer of mine. They might be a friend on Facebook that doesn't know my walk. If they don't know my walk, then they're relatively new in my world, and I don't know how they don't know, because I talk about it quite regularly. God is in the miracle-working business still today. He's still in the restorative business. He's restored everything in my life in less than a year of what I destroyed. And financially, on paper, it does not make sense. Anybody that knows me knows, like, what I went through is unheard of. So it's all God. And so I try to share that with everybody. Amen. So I appreciate this opportunity getting to come in.
Well, we appreciate you taking it and coming. And, you know, it's like, never mind. It's okay.
I can post this on my page, right, on my Facebook, my personal page?
Absolutely. I can.
Or you can tag me, and I can either.
I'll share it to you in your messenger.
Yeah, and then I can put it on my wall.
Absolutely. Yes.
Very true.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Awesome.
Would you like to end this in prayer, sir?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to share your word. Holy Spirit, we pray that you had your way today and that you reached who you wanted to reach. Lord, we pray that you give us a compassion for our fellow man. Help us to advance the kingdom. Help us to be doctrinally sound and come from a posture of humility and love when we share your gospel. And watch over us. Keep us safe this week. Lord, we love you and we need you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Don't put your pom-poms down, y'all. God still has the power.
He does indeed.
And if God's done something for you, we have a responsibility to share that and try to help others.
Yeah, it goes back to the example of the talents.
Mm-hmm.
God's given me the ability to talk, and I'm using it currently for sales. And I sales is a calling for this season in my life. But if I got a calling tomorrow to go stand in front of behind a podium and preach to a church of 5,000, I better answer that call, because that's a talent that God's given me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't, it'd be like that knucklehead that buried it in the sand, and his master came back and said, "You wicked servant, take his talent, give it to the one that's got 10, and cast him out into utter darkness." And so, use your talents to advance the kingdom.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and you already know I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Travis and Bowden. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
Amen. Well, thank you, ladies.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app, where you'll find The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.